Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I am with Jim Newman of NOCO, and NOCO has begun the process of changing over to Speedway. First off, Jim, how will this changeover happen?
We're going to be doing, they'll be doing 3 to 4 stations a day over the next 7 days. They started with one yesterday, and there's 4 today, and then there'll be 3 to 5, depending on the size of the store and the complexity of the changeover over the next week.
As far as this changeover, what will stay the same? What's going to be going?
Well, most of the people will still stay the same, but they'll have different uniforms. All of the food service vendors like Charlie the Butcher, Tim Hortons, Subway will remain in place. But the green and orange will go to red and white. The Speedway name will be up on both our gasoline canopies as well as the store itself. And there'll probably be some resets in terms of the type of food and cooler space that they have in the store. But the buildings will stay the same.
Now, I've seen some M&T ATMs at the NOCO station. Are they going to stick around at the Speedway? Has that been decided yet?
I don't think that's been decided. That's going to be between M&T and the people from Speedway.
The process itself, how long will it take from start to finish?
Well, we started yesterday and should be done by next Wednesday, perhaps rolling into Thursday if there's any unanticipated issues.
The NOCO changeover to Speedway. How tough was the decision to have this changeover happen?
Extremely tough for me and my brother Mike. We've been involved, each of us, for almost 30 years as adults, and certainly as youngsters in our teens worked. Then they were full-serve gasoline stations and not stores. But, we're trying to adjust the company strategy, and Speedway has entered the market across New York State very aggressively. And they were a big refiner, and so, as Clint Eastwood said, every man has to know his limitations, and Mike and I have chose to take the business in a different direction, staying with our distributed fuel business, our third-party store operations, equipment services on retail sites, as well as the providing of natural gas and electric. So, again, still have a large set of customers that we deliver fuel to, both residentially and commercially. From here all the way to Albany, and just really exiting the retail business, but extremely emotional. As we've said, it's very much a majority of the visibility to the majority of Western New York customers, but not necessarily a majority of our overall business. But I have to say, extremely tough, very emotional. We're going to remain as an important part of the business community of upstate New York, and we still are very loyal to Buffalo and upstate New York and want people to still remain loyal to NOCO.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.